The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Paul founded a church in Corinth. And there's a reason why, Corinth. Because it's a land bridge. See, Greece is made up of two large bodies of land. So if you want to get from one body to the other, you've got to go through Corinth. So if you go from north to south or south to north and you go through Corinth, you're probably going to bump into a Christian or two. Exposure. You know, the Romans built a major highway from east to west, so you can get from one empire, part of the empire to the other. You know, Paul founded two churches on that highway, so if you're going from one end to the other, you're probably going to bump into a Christian or two. Exposure. Yeah, you see what Paul's doing. Paul wants to introduce the whole world to Christ, and the best way to do that is with representatives. So let me give you an illustration of what I mean by being a good representative. So I went to a shoe store, and the salesman comes to me and asks me, you know, what I want. And he says, I want a nice pair of dress black shoes that are durable, that are going to last. Because the last time I bought a pair at Payless, the heels fell off. So he said, I got a nice pair of black dress shoes that happened to be on sale. So he put them on me, and I walked around, and I said, yeah, they seem pretty good. And so he felt them, the sides, and he said, nah, they're a little tight. Let me get you another pair. So he says, yeah, these are very comfortable. So we walk into the cash register, and he says, oh, by the way, do you have a 20% off coupon from the store? I go, no. He says, oh, I have an extra one for you. Do you know I had those shoes for 17 years? I only use them for special occasions, Sunday Mass and weddings and baptisms. Now, when I needed a new pair of nice shoes, of course I wanted to go back to this guy. But I forgot his name. I even forgot what he looked like. But see, here's the thing. I may have forgotten him, but I remembered the company, the shoe store that he represented. Representatives are wonderful. And the reason why is this, because vines do not bear fruit. It's the branches. It's the branches that bear the fruit. You know, they had a buy one, get one free from Holland Bulb Company. So I got four boxes full of bulbs. I spent 3 hours planting hundreds of tulip bulbs and daffodil bulbs outside the church. When I was done, not one person came up to me and says, oh, what a great job. It looks terrific out there. Because all the bulbs are underneath the ground. 6 months later, they all popped up, right? And then it's the branch. The branch grows and bears much fruit. And then you have all the beautiful daffodils and tulips have all blossomed. People notice. Do you know that I'm probably the only homeowner in the Back Bay, or probably in Boston, that owns a lawnmower and a rake? Do you know that the only garden that the people are going to see when they make the turn to go to Fenway Park is my garden? They get noticed. People are taking pictures. That was Paul's plan. That's what happens when we are representatives. We're the branches that are bearing fruit. Then we go out there in the world and we live Christ's life. They may not remember our name or what we look like, but they'll forever remember who we represent.